Exclusive, Nikki Haley after Roe v. Wade leak. No life, liberty, pursuit of happiness without right to life. By Joshua Klein on May 4, 2022. In the wake of a bombshell report indicating the Supreme Court has the votes to overturn the landmark Roe v. Wade abortion case that has divided the country for over 50 years, former UN Ambassador Nikki Haley called for protecting every child's right to life nationwide, while arguing there's no life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness without the right to life. In an exclusive statement to Breitbart News on Wednesday, Haley, who served as governor of South Carolina before heading to the UN, highlighted her history of fighting for pro-life legislation. "When I was governor, we worked hand in hand with our grassroots allies to pass some of the strongest pro-life bills in the country," she said. "In South Carolina, we knew there's no life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness without the right to life," she added. Haley also called for the people's representatives to ensure support for each mother and to protect each child's right to life. "Now it's time to ensure that through the people's representatives we're supporting every mother and protecting every child's right to life across America," she said. Haley, who served as President Donald Trump's UN ambassador, achieved major pro-life successes during her time as governor. In 2016, Haley signed into law the Pain Capable Unborn Child Protection Act, banning most abortions in her state after 20 weeks of pregnancy. She also launched investigations into the state's abortion clinics, which led to the discovery of gross malpractices and violations of state law. Haley, who was a keynote speaker at the Susan B. Anthony List's 2019 Campaign for Life Gala, had also committed to outlawing abortion in the event the U.S. Supreme Court ever decided to overturn Roe v. Wade, the landmark 1973 abortion decision. "I'm strongly pro-life, very pro-life, and not because my party tells me to be. But my husband was adopted, and so every day I know the blessings of having him there," she said. Haley's comments come in the wake of Politico leaking a draft of a Supreme Court opinion that would strike down Roe v. Wade. On Wednesday, a Politico/Morning Consult poll sampling 1955 voters revealed the majority of voters believe Roe v. Wade is likely to be overturned. Follow Joshua Klein on Twitter at Joshua Klein.